bank and then over to Wally World, I think.
Well, sure, because I had to unload the metal tables from our metal director's car because she had used them. She had gone down to Clinton to play at a church down there yesterday. And I'm her person that loads and unloads and moves the bells and things, so I did that. Now I'm going to hit it up by the car dealership. I've got a couple of questions about a couple of things that are acting screwy, and I can't find anything in the manual to explain it. So I'm going to go to them and see if they can, as a friend of mine's kid used to say, explain things to me.
Now it sounds like reading the Encyclopedia Britannica. What's the kids nowadays wouldn't know what that is, but, what's it doing, Rusty?
A door that, even though it's unlocked, when you try to get out of the back door, the passenger side back door, is I unlock the locks, and you can't open it from the inside, so I don't know what that is, but you can open it from the outside. But my settings on my dial that show my mileage, how much I get when I fill up my tank, it's not going back to where it went. It went up to a certain point and stopped when I did a fill-up last time, so I can't figure what's going on there. And it shows me with half a tank, but then it only shows me being able to do 177 miles, and usually when I fill it up, it shows me at 400 and some miles for the mileage I've got can do, and then, you know, works its way down. But this never got above 258 this time.
Well, I was distracted when you was talking about the door. There's a kid's safety lock thing. If somebody turned that on, you can't get the doors open back there, Rusty. It's just a little bitty thing on the door that you can see. Usually, you know, depends on the model of the car.
Oh, I've looked for that, didn't find anything, and that's the other thing. I'm going to go up here and talk to the folks at the service place for the Hyundai. So, dealership's right over here close to my home, where I live, and I still think I got about 5,000 miles left on the original warranty. I think it's 60,000 miles on this thing. So, you know, I'll see what they say when I pull in up here and see if they can answer my question and tell me what's going on. Or give me some clues, because there's a place I can reset all of to the factory settings on the dash for stuff, and I don't know what that affects. And that's another thing that I can't find in it. The book for this thing that's in the dash over here in the glove compartment is an inch and a half thick, so you tell me how long it takes to figure out things in there.
To know what you mean, the Toyota ones have, if you turn the edge up and look at the edge of them, they have like chapters marked in black. And you can look in the front and you can look at things there like maintenance and GPS and all of that stuff. But I'm sure you're probably aware of that. Gas 309 here at Willis's. Boy, they sell a lot of gas at this place just south of us. And because it's 20, 30 cents higher a lot of places. Sprinkling here, but, I got my Super Loop working again. I got some little amenities to finish up on it, a few tire wraps and that. But I just made a big loop out there last night and about 2 or 3 feet, and that I had an extra. And didn't do anything special with it, just plugged it in to see if it would tune. Oh, my. It just all the difference in the world. I'm tickled to death with it.
Tom, I've got to go. I'm pulling in their shop here. Talk to you later. Bye. WUTT.
And Gerald T.R. Clear.